Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green and I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. You know, one thing about what Dana and I do, it's very important, the relationship that we have. And those relationships are here to help you. We don't go to certain dealerships for any other reason that we go there because you will get the best deal and treated the best at those dealerships. Now, all dealerships, when they buy new cars, pay the same price. Now, certain dealerships might get larger, I don't want to call incentives, but month-end money based on the amount of cars that they do sell. So the most important thing is, you know, Dana and I don't go to six different dealerships to get you the best price we can. We understand how the deal works. Now, I want to send out a special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Dealership for the people. Mr. Lundy has a wonderful, wonderful aspect as to how business should be conducted. I always jokingly tell the sales manager who's only ever worked there, don't quit. Don't get fired because you're not in the car business. You work in a wonderful, wonderful world in the automotive industry. You know, there's so many people that look at me that work in car dealerships and they say to me, you know, it's really cool what you do. And I wish I could do that too. Well, it only works because of the relationships we have with the people in car dealerships. Now, the car business, in my opinion, is probably the most scrutinized business for people being taken advantage of. Now, it was kind of funny. My wife had taken the day off on Friday, and this was a couple of weeks ago. And it was actually Good Friday. Her work was closed. And it had nothing to do with Good Friday, but she had the day off. So we decided to go shopping. And we went to this store, we went to that store, we went to this store, we went to that store. And by the time we were done, my wife bought a whole bunch of stuff for her hair product. And she had gotten her hair cut that week and was miserable with how the haircut came out. And there is a reason why I'm telling you this. When she got all done, we bought this, we bought that, she bought this, she bought that. And she got home and she realized she didn't like the products that she bought. They were electrical stuff, curling irons, this thing, that thing. Well, she went back to one of the stores and she returned the item. She went to the other store and she had made two separate purchases and unfortunately she only had one of the receipts. So the girl in the store explained to my wife, well, you don't have the receipt and we can't exchange it because you don't have the free bag that was given to you as a gift for buying that. And my wife just kind of picked up her stuff and walked out and she came home. She called a different store, same company. And the girl said, well, are you a member of our program? Yes. What's your phone number? She gave her the phone number. She looks it up. She goes, yep, you bought it on that date. I says, I don't have the receipt. Go ahead and bring it in. So my wife went to the different store from the same company and she took back the thing, it was only $30-something. Not only did they not give her store credit because she didn't have the receipt, they refunded the money to her credit card. And when my wife said, well, here's the bag, go ahead and you can have this back, I was told that I can't keep it because now my wife needs the yellow and white bag like she needs
three heads.
The girl says, oh, no, I can see how much you've spent in the store in the last 6 months. Go ahead and do that. You know, take that. Now, my wife will still shop in the store, but not at the one location. She'll only go to the other. The point that I'm going to make is when Dana and I help somebody buy a car, if you insist on going someplace that we don't know anybody and there happens to be an issue after the transaction's completed, the results may not turn out, will not turn out the same as if we helped you buy the car and I was able to pick up the phone and call so-and-so and say, hey, people bought the car. We're seeing, when can they bring the car in is what I normally hear.
Well, after 8 years of now helping thousands of people acquire new and used vehicles from obviously many dealerships across the valley, we can't control where the used car is. And often, if you're looking for a used car, we have to go into dealerships that are arguably hostile territory, with a caveat that you need to know what to expect. When an advertisement's in the newspaper and it's done by a particular dealership, Gary and I know instantly whether or not they're in one of three categories. They're either the dealership that means the price, one price, won't take a penny off it, will try to sell you more stuff when you arrive. However, they will honor the price. There's the Auto Nations of the world, the CarMaxes of the world. They happen to make the highest used car gross profit per transaction in the used car industry, so I'm not sure if it's really what you should do, but leaving that out of the equation, Gary, I don't want to do all the talking. Add to it.
You know, the funny thing is everybody talks about used car values being as high as they are. It's not a coincidence that CarMax, Carvana, Vroom, AutoNation don't negotiate on their used car prices. Now, there are instances if you can't find the car anyplace else, you might feel comfortable with that. But what you have to remember is a key to buying a used car at a dealership that does not negotiate is knowing how long they've had the car. Because if they have the car for 5 days, it's priced at their top tier. After 15, 20 days, they'll probably lower the price on the car. When it gets to 50 days, it's probably a completely different price than it was the first day. But do you want to run the risk of that car
being gone?
Still being there.
Well, and what Gary just mentioned, again, it's our profession. It's what we study every day. So he knows, and I know, of course, based on how long they've had it, based on the things he's just described, often just based off the stock number, based on how they have it priced. The last digit in the sale price tells us how long it's been there. So the key, of course, is there's that group, which it still matters how you leave. Because if you go to those places that we just described, those one-price places, on
you still have to go to finance.
And you aren't, in most cases, ever buying a certified pre-owned car. You can't. It could happen at AutoNation if it was a Chevy at a Chevy store. But leaving that alone, that type of advertising is just one way. The other type of advertising, which is far more ubiquitous here, is where they advertise the car for less than they're willing to actually sell it for, and they put a caveat disclaimer that says something to the effect of plus shop emissions, safety inspection, something that enables them to open the door to raise the price once you arrive. And most of those dealerships, in addition to doing the things I just described, also add dealer add-ons to their used cars. So that's a second group. And then there's a third group, which would arguably be, I believe, the smallest group. But, you know, there are dealers that actually are intending to advertise a car that happens to be a nice car for what they feel is a fair profit. And in those cases, you have the opportunity to potentially, obviously, negotiate, make a counteroffer. But, of course, Gary and I know, depending on who it is, how they do things. So if we know that the car that you fell in love with is at, let's say, Hamburger B, and they have it advertised for a price that, you know, is too good to be true, well, as long as you
it's
understand...
It's usually too good to be true.
Oh, it is too good to be true. And so ultimately, if you understand that in order to get that car, you have to pay what it actually costs to buy it and not what they lied to you to imply that you might be able to buy it for, well, then maybe it can work.
You know, a gentleman called me looking for a new car, and it happens to be a 2018 that was still remaining on the lot. And they have quite a few of these.
Depending on the brand, we'll talk about that next.
So here's what I'm going to – the pricing. On the bottom, it reads – must qualify for $500 military rebate. The credit services, leasing or financing, are OAC.
Unapproved credit.
Now, for some reason, here we are in 2019, and it says offer ends 8/31/2018.
Probably a
while
typo.
Supplies last, prices, new car value package, $1,597, or pre-owned value package, $1,297. If it's a CPO pre-owned car, it's $695. Sales tax, license, registration, VTR, and dock fee are additional.
Can you what's just stop it?
What's the odds of that dealership selling the car for the advertised price?
You have a better chance of probably
winning the lottery
twice today, both ones. You'd win the Mega Millions and the Super. It's insane.
We know what dealerships to stay away from. Now, I'm actually going to this dealership today because it's where the gentleman found the car he wants to try to buy. And I'm actually going to get there before him.
You have to.
And I'm going to get with my friend who's a general sales manager, and I'm going to ask him, this is the car that he wants to buy. What can he pay for it? But, because I don't want to waste the guy's time dragging him down there, and I don't want to waste my time waiting for him to get there if we're nowhere near where he wants to be. Because one of the things the gentleman said was, how much less you think I could buy that car that's advertised for $20,000 for?
Well, I think if you've been listening
to it,
we'll
find out.
Yeah, and the answer is arguably not going to be any less than he saw it advertised for. When, you know, you're a consumer looking to buy a vehicle right now, it's as complicated, I would suggest, as it's ever been for someone who does not have all the tools, who does not understand the industry, to be able to go in and get the best possible terms when they can just give us a call.
You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want to make sure that you have Gary's phone number, and you can hopefully write it down if you haven't already. It's area code 602-525-1370. I'm going to give that to you again. It's 602-525-1370. I think, you know, we can always be emailed, which we've shared. Our website is yourcarinsiders.com. Gary's personal email address for our company is gary@yourcarinsiders.com. My email address is dana@yourcarinsiders.com. It's my phone number, if you'd like to reach me, is 602-679-8324. And I'll repeat my number, 602-679-8324. We are real. And the people that we help, I promise, really do understand what a pleasure it can be to buy a car, go in, fully understand everything that is being said. If they say something that is confusing, we'll unconfuse it for you. It doesn't matter anything that ever faces us. I promise you.
We understand it.
And we're prepared.
You know, last couple of weeks, I've gotten a couple of phone calls from repeat customers. And it was kind of funny. The two people wanted to buy fully electric cars. And one gentleman was talking to me about the option of either a hybrid or a fully electric car. Now, he currently has a fully electric car that his wife drives. And I finally said to him, Todd, what you need to do is you need to talk to somebody in the DMV. There are no cloud plates for hybrids anymore.
Nope.
They've reached the 10,000 number for the allocation.
And they had. And for the people that have them, if they don't replace the vehicle with a qualifying plate, they lose the plate.
Now,
so that might create an opening for a plate.
Good luck being on that line.
Good luck.
But here's the thing. If you have a car that's a hybrid and it has a cloud plate, just because you buy another hybrid, you have to buy something that still qualifies for the cloud plate. So it used to be if you had a hybrid, you could get a cloud plate. My understanding now is you have to buy a fully electric car.
I believe you are 100% correct. If it's not correct, I know that I just recently had one of my clients that he, on a 19 Toyota Prius Prime.
That's the only one that gets a cloud plate.
It's not eligible for 19, is for 18,
okay,
according to
the DMV.
So that's the DMV that you want to check with, not Dana.
Not me, and that's what I told. But here's the thing. To add one thing, you have a car that has a cloud plate. You get rid of that car, the plate stays with you. You have 365 days to buy a qualifying vehicle to use that plate. Otherwise, the plate is gone. When you look at, there's certain cars that are, it needs to be fully electric. Now, one thing that I will tell you is if you're looking for something and you need something fully electric and you can get away with 80 to 120 miles a day, your best bet, in my opinion, is probably a Nissan Leaf.
I think that's probably true.
I don't know if I would buy an electric Fiat.
The Bolt might be an okay contender.
And that's what he has, and the Bolt gets 200 miles.
Good range.
Now, one of the gals that also called me, she's retiring, and she's taking another job. And they live up on Carefree Highway, and she's going to be working in Tempe. So to her, the HOV was important.
She also wants range.
So I also told her, I said, I don't understand. She's actually very high up in one of the government law enforcement agencies. And she gets a car to drive home in from work. So I told her, well, why don't you get as a parting gift when you retire, tell them that you want to keep your cruiser so you can. And she laughed. So the joke that I have for these people is, if you want to buy something and know that you can go in the HOV lane and the cloud plate's not important, buy a motorcycle. But I will tell you this, I own a motorcycle. There is no way in this ever I would use my motorcycle as an everyday mode of transportation. Now,
well, speaking of that, only 1.4% of all the Americans or people living in the United States of America, whether American or not, ultimately chose in the peak year of electric car sales in the U.S. in 2018, 98.6% of the people chose not to buy an electric car.
Now, me, I'm not an electric car guy.
Me either. Okay, they're just cool. The Tesla's cool.
And you want to know something? I think, so here's the only, I don't really talk about the company, but you have to understand. The numbers on the Tesla have to do with the battery, but the number has nothing to do with the range. So because it's a 60 or a 75 or an 85, a 90 or a 100, doesn't mean that that's the range. Teslas probably have the best range.
I believe they do so far. There's some new bad boys coming out
like
right
Jaguar's
now.
Jaguar's coming Fisker out with one and Audi's coming out with one. But in a Tesla, the higher the number,
the longer the battery
longer it goes. Now, if you see P in front of the number, it is the performance. Now, in a P100, that car does 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds.
It's a rocket ship.
Now, if you take the P off and you just have 100, it's in the mid-threes.
I think you get the all-wheel drive with
still,
the D. Right.
Still, now, what Dana just said, the D means that there's four motors. It's all-wheel drive. Now, you can also get autonomous driving. I don't
know. Be careful with that. I don't like that word at all.
I don't know enough about, and I don't want to sit in a car. I don't want to sit in a car with someone else driving, let alone sit in a car with the car driving. But the point is, if you go to a car dealership and you buy a car, and you drive home and you think you're going to get a cloud plate, and in the mail all of a sudden comes your new registration, your tags, and your license plate, and it's the state of Arizona, and it's not blue and white, it's not a reason to be able to take the car back to the dealership.
No.
So I will always tell you, there's a couple of things you always want to find out before you go car shopping. A, if you know specifically what you're looking for, and it's not like anything you're currently driving, find out what happens to your car insurance.
Very good point. And it can make a huge difference, especially depending on driving record and type of vehicle that you're considering. You know, something that recently was in the news, and I've seen it quite a few times, and I imagine you probably have too, Gary, but ultimately there's been, you know, different like commercials slash, you know, things suggesting these huge gluts of inventories sitting in parking lots in areas all across the country. And as a matter of fact, there's some of those right here in the Valley without a doubt. Why is that, Gary?
Those cases are normally supply and demand. Depends what you're looking for. Now, I helped somebody buy a Hyundai Kona. Pretty much everything that was at one of the dealerships was charcoal gray and black. So when we decided to look for a white one, my friend said, you know what? As a matter of fact, there is a white one. There's one white one. Customer's second choice was red. Just so happened, a red one showed up that day for him to be able to buy.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me!
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insider, the 96 of the Patriot. Once again, if you want to reach me, the easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. If you insist on going to our website and you fill out a inquiry, it will come to my email. And if I'm not sitting in front of my computer, I will see that email in the next couple of hours. I don't get emails to my phone. The easiest way to reach Dana is phone. The easiest way to reach me is the phone. Our radio show is no longer being put on our Facebook page. It's no longer being put on our website. The gentleman that was handling all that for me decided to move to Belize, and it's not possible for me to speak to him anymore, and I'm not a fan of sending him emails. So if you insist on not listening to the radio show in the morning, we want you to know that we actually have our podcasts on 960 The Patriot. If you go to podcasts on 960 The Patriot's website,
they can listen to it anytime, right?
You can listen to it anytime you want. And
you don't have to get up early Saturday morning.
You don't have to get up early Saturday morning.
So getting to why we do this, you know, the purpose is to provide a service that is truly like no other. We're not a middleman. It's bringing your own personal, you know, and I guess in a nice way, like an 800-pound gorilla with you to help make sure that they do everything in their power to give you the best deal possible. We make sure that your time is used wisely. We don't wait for hours and hours and go back and forth and back and forth. None of those things occur. So if you're considering buying a vehicle, and we're getting into the hotter months coming up now, you know, it's a time where you really need to start thinking about taking longer test drives. As it gets warmer, you know, some of these smaller engine vehicles take a lot longer to cool down. And you want to make sure that what you're buying really meets your needs. Shopping online is a very ambiguous thing, because their sole purpose is to get you in. I've seen countless buyer's orders now where, according to the buyer's order, they honored the sale price. That really low number is in the sale price number. And it's like, wow, I can't believe it. They're really doing that. But they're not really doing that, because just a few lines down further is where they have added dealer accessories, and that's where they're now adding, you know, in some cases, thousands of dollars to the price. And so people are under the false impression that they really got the sale price, and they're so naive, or they don't pay attention and see that they paid thousands for the, what I would call, poppycock that was added to the vehicle that had little to no value. By the way, special thanks to Peoria Volkswagen, Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road. Their phone number is 623-875-4000. It's a wonderful place to do business, and Gary and I would be honored to assist you if you're considering getting a VW there.
You know, and this is one thing that really annoys me. We look online, and I didn't bring my glasses today, so I can't read the computer, but the funny thing is this. Sometimes we talk about articles that we see on MSN. And when
or different companies, but yeah.
Normally, it's when I'm looking here, it's MSN, always the website. And there's a section for autos, car buying this, car buying that, car buying this. And some of these people that are giving advice for these large companies, and we're not here to bash anybody, we're not here to, makes me want to throw a brick at the computer. Now, when I was a kid, we used to go to a bar in Mineola. I grew up on Long Island, and every time you bought a beer, you got a raffle ticket. And at the end of the night, they raffled off a brick. And the funny part about it was they raffled off the brick so that when the Monday night football game was over and Howard Cosell was doing the post-game interview, the winner, it was a 19-inch black-and-white TV. Now, that wasn't the only TV in the bar, but they bought a black-and-white TV for every Monday night game, and the winner of the raffle got the brick and got to throw it through the TV while Howard Cosell was talking. Some of these things that we read, and some of these are large, large publications, and the things that come out of their mouth,
it's like they don't have a clue.
Zero clue.
And they're, in theory, people are relying on these people who do not understand what it is that they're guiding. And then, unfortunately, people, because it's on the internet, well, one last time, I'm not a French model. Just because it's on the internet does not make it true.
Earnhardt
Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cord.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Want to send out a special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships, and really there's some particular individuals at several of the dealerships, and Gary and I know, well, thousands of people, but probably hundreds of people that just work for the Earnhardt family. But I think about how many times Joey Staples at the Honda store has gone out of his way to help one of my clients or your clients, and it's kind of overwhelming. Adam Breen at Earnhardt Hyundai. Can you think of anyone that is a kinder, more thoughtful? I mean, just a special, special man. Chad. I mean, the list of people that are, they care.
Now, when we help somebody, one of the things that I prefer to do is, like I said earlier, I don't get pricing beforehand, but what I like to do.
You're not like a price quoter?
Yeah. If we're going to the Honda store, I actually want to go when Joey's working. If we're going to the...
Ditto, ditto, ditto.
Now, what's funny is a good friend of mine went to work for Adam, and Adam loves him. So, actually, I joke with Adam now saying, well, I don't care if you're off anymore as long as Chris... And actually, Bruce is wonderful there. They had a sales manager for years that I would avoid the store like the plague if Adam wasn't working.
We're not going to mention his name, but I felt the same way.
Car deal with him. Now, I'm in the middle right now of trying to put a deal together, and sales manager at one of the stores sent me a text. Hey, you might want to speak to so-and-so. I can't get this deal approved. So I called the GM, and I said, listen, I need you to look at the deal, but I need you to close out your month. It's no rush. I need you to look at the deal and see if you can get this done, because until the GM tells me she's not approved,
it's still a chance.
It's still a chance. Now, There are certain manufacturers.
Hey, wait, can we go back to that for a second?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that the deal that you were just talking about, where there's a chance that it's going to get approved, but so far it hasn't, I'm willing to bet that the client isn't driving that car under the impression they're improved, are they?
Not even.
Will you explain that?
We don't put people in cars and take them out of cars. And
Resign cars.
Now, the funny thing was, I got a text from the guy Friday night telling me, put your head on the pillow. So he sends me the text, put your head on the pillow, and then Saturday I get a text, she's not approved.
By the way, put your head on the pillow is supposed to make you feel at ease.
So I had already spoke to the woman. She already spoke to her daughter. They were sitting there. They already picked out the car that they wanted. Now, part of the problem was the next day the mother tells me, oh, we don't have the down payment yet. Well, the night before, the mother told me, if I have to borrow the down payment or put the on a credit card,
I will.
Well, all of a sudden, Saturday morning, she doesn't have the money. Now, dealerships aren't real big on hold checks. Okay? And normally, to get a dealership to take a hold check, you have to have that amount of money as profit in the car deal. So the one thing you have to understand is that a
your car insider car deal does not give them the opportunity to take a big asshole check ever.
Right. But the key thing is, if you're looking at leasing a car, today's the last day of the month. The program can entirely change tomorrow.
It's one of three things are going to happen. And one thing for sure.
It could get better, it could get worse, or it could stay the same.
But usually
nobody
with leases, what will happen is they're going to lower the residual because the car is going to come back later in the year. But often they may offset that with a money factor or a program in order to entice the market. When we were at break, Gary and I were talking about, you know, some of these car lots and the gluts of inventory and all that stuff. If you're looking for something that's desirable, that is, there's no inventory gluts.
You know, it was kind of funny because when certain cars came out, they had these brand new models and they had huge lease cash on the cars. Now, anybody who leases a car, I don't care what company it is, I don't know of a lease company that puts the money factor on the
contract.
The money factor is the same as the interest rate. Now, if you are looking at a car and they tell you, oh, guess we have $6,500 in lease cash.
What's the rate on that one?
And the rate was a 003.
003?
Yeah. 7.2%.
Yeah.
Okay. So most leases have, you have to understand exactly how they work. So when they offer these large incentives, you're seeing that incentive, but you're not seeing the money factor. So when someone calls me up and says, hey, I see that there's 0% financing on a vehicle, well, you have to weigh how much rebate am I giving up to get the 0% money factor.
And in some cases, and this is the exception, not the rule, but in some cases you get both. So depending on the circumstance, you may get paid to finance through the manufacturer and get advantage of
the ones that are notorious for giving you both. Honda does that a lot. They'll have super low rates with great residuals. Toyota. Okay, but right now Toyota's got a brand new, it's an all new Corolla. Okay. Now, Dana was talking about availability and inventory. So I have a client that's going to get his car next month because he wants a hybrid RAV4.
I've helped someone get a 19. Try finding one of those.
Well, he found one. It's on a piece of paper and it's sitting on a boat. So I kind of laughed because they're redoing the port, I guess, where the boats come in for Toyota. So they're a little bit of a backlog getting cars off of the boats. So when I was talking to the young man, he mentioned something about they need to do. I go, listen, I said, I know what you do, and I know that you do shipping and receiving for a large company. However, you and I talking to Toyota and trying to explain to them what they need to do better, I'd rather try to put my head through a brick wall. You know, but what we do is, you know, when we help somebody and we tell them, your name's on the car, your name's on the car. When you're in a car dealership and they tell you, oh, yeah, we have a car coming in on this day. Go ahead and give us a $5,000 deposit and we'll hold the car for you.
50-50?
Now, all of a sudden, that day comes along. Well, the car's not here yet. Oh, the car's not here yet. Oh, the car's not here yet. Well, what they did by taking your money is they took you out of the market. So now what happens is there's a company, and I'm not going to mention the name, that offers cars starting at a certain price. And you can order the car. And you give them a deposit immediately. Then there was an article about it because people weren't getting their cars. And all of a sudden, the car would become available. And they would say, oh, we have a car available. Would you like it? However, it's not the $39,000 version. It's the $53,000 version. We understand. Now, I had a gentleman trying to buy a car that he was on a list in a dealership that he would never see the car probably. Might in 2022.
I've got a worse one for you that happened just this last week. You finish. I'll tell you this one.
I told the gentleman, let's go see my friend, but don't take your name off the list. So it's a $174,000 truck. So I explained to the gentleman, you have to understand something. A slot just opened for my friend's dealership. We can go in today and order your car. Now, he had ordered his car, and then he changed his mind about how he wanted to order the car, and then he changed his mind again, and then he changed. So I told him, once we go in and he pushes that button, that's the way the car's ordered. There's no more changes. So we went over everything. He ordered the car. Now, what I explained to the gentleman was very simply this. When that car comes in and you buy it, okay, please don't tell me you're thinking about you're buying this car to sell it in 6 months. Because I'm not getting you this deal for you to profit like that. So you need to just be upfront with me and tell me that you're going to keep the car. There are dealerships that make you sign a piece of paper when you buy cars like that, that if you're going to sell the car, they get the first right of refusal. Okay? Ford GTs. John Cena, the wrestler, got sued by Ford because he thought he was going to get his car and
make a big profit.
Yeah. Doesn't work that way.
Well, when you mention the taking you out of the market, there's so many different things that unscrupulous or individual people might do in a dealership that we would just never allow to have happen. This gentleman that I recently helped acquire a new Tundra, he called me after he'd been referred by a friend, and it was really an afterthought. He'd already agreed to terms with the other dealer. They told him the vehicle was scheduled to arrive in about a week, but because his friend had said so many nice things about me, he thought it would be important to reach out to me, you know, just to be sure. Well, as it turned out, the vehicle that was supposedly coming in the following week was a vehicle that had arrived 43 days earlier to a different dealership in the valley. It wasn't an inbound unit. They had him convinced that he was going to be able to come get it that following week, where, in fact, the other dealership had physically sold the truck. These are all things I learned after he had informed me that he already had a deal and he was just finishing it up. Well, he's actually taking delivery of his new Tundra today with all the exact things that he wanted on it, on a truck that actually did exist, arrive yesterday and will physically be delivered today, and was even able to beat the lie they told him on the price. It's critical how you leave a dealership, not how you get there. It doesn't matter truly how you get there. It matters what you sign. And Gary and I, as we make as clear as we can, are with you every step of the way. It's not just the price that matters. If you're financing, obviously the term and the rate are critical. If you do need gap insurance, what you pay for it is critical. If you do see value in a service contract and it's something that you should consider, we're going to help you get not only the factory product, but the best price they're going to offer. And when all the smoke clears and you've signed the final document, we collect a flat $400 fee that comes out of what we saved you. We do not cost anyone a penny. It is ridiculous to think that we cost anyone a penny. How much we save them can vary by thousands of dollars, but we don't cost a dime.
You know, we had a client one day that I was helping buy a car. She was a referral, and she wasn't a radio show listener, and the gal wasn't a radio show listener. And she finally said to me, "Well, I don't know why I'm paying you to do this. I can do this on my own." And we finished the deal, and she bought the car, and her husband called me. We called the husband to go over everything. And at the end of the day, when I spoke to the husband, he said, "Gary, thank you so much for being there with my wife. She's a wonderful wife. She's a great mom. She's a great person. She gets me involved in these car deals that are horrific." She says, "She has me in this car right now. It's a 60-month lease." Well, guess what? It wasn't a 60-month lease. It was a 72-month lease.
Even worse.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, this woman's ability to negotiate a car deal would be my ability to take a rocket ship and lift it off.
I know I couldn't do that.
Right.
And this young lady, and that's the sad thing, she really believed in her heart that she was qualified.
And the next time they wanted our help, the husband actually had the audacity to ask us to negotiate our fee. Okay. I don't know many businesses that from 2011 to 2019 have not changed their structure at all. I don't know any dock fee in town that in 2011 is exactly the same as it is in 2019, unless they were already at $500 a month in 2011. We don't sell you anything. We're here to help you buy a car. Remember, you can always reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Very special thanks to all of our listeners for listening to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.